April 26, 2009, the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 was held in Seoul, South Korea, and broadcast live on Supreme Master Television. This timely and informative event was organized by Mr. Chung Sung-hyun, the president of the Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company. Chung Yun-sa Publishing Company recently published the Korean edition of the number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Korean edition also became an instant bestseller in Korea's largest bookstore chain, Kyobo Bookstore. Over 1,700 people attended the conference to find out more information about how to save our planet in this critical time of climate change. Attendees included concerned citizens, government officials, scientists, journalists, spiritual practitioners, artists, writers, and dignitaries such as Congressman Lee Seok-hyun and Kang Chung-il, Mr. Jung Soon-gap, Executive Director of World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, which is a UN non-profit organization, Dr. Michael Bascombe, an animal telepathic communicator from Australia, Mr. Kim Yong-yu, Commissioner of Gangwon Province Military Manpower Administration and former Brigadier General of the Korean Army, Mr. Yung Ji-hyun, a renowned children's author and lecturer, Professor Choi Hyang-sik, Vice Chairman of Korean Law Association and Chairman of Global Warming Emergency Measures Committee, Mr. Na Yong-chil, President of Ecology TV and Director of Korea Mass Media Club, Dada Sitaren Janananda, author and meditation teacher, Song Man-gyu, a famous painter renowned for his work of the Seomjing River, and Mr. Ho Jun Hwang, composer. Supreme Master Ching Hai also accepted the invitation to attend the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 via video conference as guest of honor to share her insight and perspectives on the critical issue of climate change and the most effective solution, an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the 9-part rebroadcast of the Save Our Earth Conference 2009, held on April 26, 2009 in Seoul, South Korea.
The next question comes from Mr. Oh Sang-yoon, a freshman at Gyeonggi University. He submitted this question through the website of this conference.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, freshman. Congratulations.
thank you. 제가 환경을 위해 그리고 하나님을 위해 할 수 있는 일이 무엇입니까? 아니, 해야 하는 일이 무엇입니까? 분명 하나님과 깊은 교류를 하시는 스승님께서는 저에게 큰 조언을 해주실 것이라 믿습니다. 매 순간마다 저를 쓰시는 하나님의 계획이 궁금합니다. 이 갈증을 해결해 주신다면 정말 고맙겠습니다. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Oh, I'm very touched by your sincerity and your purity of heart. You follow your pure heart and you will know what God wants from you, what the divine plan is. Do anything you desire to do or inspired to do, as long as it does not harm any others, but do things that are good for them and good for yourself. Anything good, you do it right away, as soon as possible. Anything bad, you avoid it at all costs. That's very simple. I think God would advise you to do that. Do good things, avoid bad deeds. As you have heard already today, that the solution, the action we should take right now, the most simple and immediate, is we adopt the vegan diet for ourselves and encourage others to do it. If you wish to truly communicate deeply with God, yourself, then there are many forms of spiritual meditation. For example, we practice the Kuan Yin method of meditation, which will allow you to communicate with God and listen to God's direction in silence and see God's light to know where we're going. You will be connected to your inner real self, and that power of your own great self will guide you in your daily life, because your great self is part of God. I wish you all the best with your college career, your graduation, your girlfriend perhaps, your future, your business later on, and your green endeavor to save the world, because you are young and you are powerful. When we're young, we can do everything. We can level mountains, we can dry the river, we can refill it again, we can make mountains, we can make river, we can make the world, we can save the world. Good luck, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your enlightening answer, Master.
Welcome.
Next, we have Professor Bak Chun-so of Alternative Medicine Graduate School at Gyeonggi University.
Welcome, Professor Park.
네, 반갑습니다. 그 환경 문제의 발생 원인은 경제 성장이라든지 환경 변화, 인구 증가, 지역 개발, 도시 개발, 과학 기술의 발달 등 종합적인 것이라고 생각을 합니다. 그런데 이제 선생님께서는 주로 채식 운동으로 모든 것이 다 해결되는 것으로 저희들한테 지금 메시지를 주고 계시는데요. 이와 같은 문제들의 발생 원인을 더 구체적으로 접근하는 방법을 알려주시면 감사하겠습니다. 감사합니다.
감사합니다, Professor. Yes, Professor Park. Thank you for your concern. You see, up to now, I have almost answered your question. Even though the problems of the environment are many, they all come from more or less one single source. That is the meat industry. So, vegetarianism is the first step, and maybe the one step. As mentioned previously today, the methane gas will be removed from the atmosphere entirely by human being vegan. This will have an effect on all other things that you have mentioned. The economy, population, food, and land problems are related to the meat diet. For example, so much land has to be cleared to provide grazing pastures or to plant feed for livestock, whereas that land could be used to produce organic vegetables and grains that could feed the world over and heal humans' health, saving enormous costs. That would already solve the hunger and economy problem. Once we have returned to a vegan lifestyle, this planet has a chance to restore the balance and regain health and become an Eden again. Beneficial technology can abound then, not only for our well-being, but that of the animals, the planet, and our souls. Right now, it's urgent. We have to stop global warming in order to survive first. So vegan is the only solution for immediate overall effect for all problems of the environmental, survival, health, economy, etc. on our planet. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your answer.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
The next is from Mr. Yoon Sung Jun, president of IPK, an energy recycling company.
Welcome, Mr. Yoon.
I am happy to see you.
I am happy too.
I am in charge of a recycle company. Everyone is worried about global warming, but maybe it can be also a good opportunity to create new value of society and life.
Yes.
We may recognize the importance of resources of the earth recycled well and find new energy solution. Supreme Master Qinghai, do you expect that global warming can be a good opportunity to change the planet and bring about positive result?
Sure. Sure, Mr. Yoon. Thank you for your optimistic view. I also feel the same. Yes. I do believe that our planet is on the threshold of constructive change, like you have said, for the better of all inhabitants, including animals and trees and plants. If we take this opportunity to work together in changing our bad habits, like the meat-eating, the drug-taking, the cigarette smoking, the alcohol abusing, then in the same way that many nations have stopped the smoking habit, we can unite as one in immediately bearing witness to the great and miraculous change that will take place on our planet. As we walk the virtuous way, return to our gentle and good, compassionate nature, there will only be peace, harmony, and love that will greet us on our path. I am waiting for that moment when all live in peace and harmony and retaining our compassionate, noble quality, which is a part of God. Because we are children of God, we are the children of the Buddha. Thank you, sir, for your optimism.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your enlightening answer. Next, Dr. Park Byung-sang, Chief of Incheon Ecology Lab, would like to ask the next question. He has written many books and articles about environmental protection and has been actively working as an environmentalist.
Welcome, Dr. Park.
Thank you. 네, 반갑습니다. 저는 환경운동하는 박병상이라고 합니다. 기후변화를 막기 위해 채식을 권장하는 취지, 많은 소비자에게 인식시키는 일이 매우 시급하다는 데 동의합니다. 다만, 채식이 제철 재고장에서 유기농업으로 재배한 농산물이라야 기후변화에 긍정적으로 기여하리라 믿습니다. 석유를 과다하게 소비하는 농산물의 수출 경쟁에 대하여 선생님께서는 어떻게 생각하시는지 궁금합니다. 감사합니다.
Yes, thank you also, Dr. Park. I definitely agree with you that it is important to eat from local organic vegan products. That is the best for our health and for our planet. But remarkably, eating vegan, and especially organic vegan, represents such an incredible savings for the planet that eating local is not really as important. But of course, the food that are grown nearby is better and fresher all the time. That we should choose if we can. A study conducted recently in Germany showed that the emissions of a meat eater over a one-year period were equivalent to driving a mid-sized car 4,758 kilometers. You know, like almost 3,000 miles per year. By contrast, a vegetarian diet was found to reduce these emissions by half. Moreover, an animal-free vegan diet produced less than one-seventh the greenhouse gases, representing an emissions saving of 86% by being vegan. But if you are an organic vegan person, then your diet was calculated at a 94% less emission. So we save 94% the pollution for the planet. While we of course want to minimize emission to be green overall, they are not as much compared to the heat-trapping effects of greenhouse gases caused by the meat industry itself. So please, just be vegan. Plant organic and save the planet. Thank you, sir. Dr. Park. Just be an organic vegan. Then you reduce 94% emission of pollution for the planet. 94%. So we could still drive our car until we have better cars. We could still fly our airplane until we develop a better technology. Just be vegan. Everything else stay almost the same until we can invent something better. And we are safe. If we are all vegans, the planet is saved and our lives will be saved. Our generation in the future will be saved. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. Please be vegan. Organic vegan.
Thank you so much, Master. Our last question is from Mr. Yogi Daniel, a well-known figure in the entertainment industry in Korea. He is the producer and CEO of Yogi Daniel World of Entertainment.
Interesting. Welcome, Mr. Daniel.
Thank you for
your time. How are you?
I am doing good, thank you. My name is Yogi Daniel.
Yes.
Actually, I am Korean citizen.
Nice name.
But originally, I am from Iran.
Oh, you are. I know many of your co-citizens.
Yes. Well, I'm doing the entertainment business in Las Vegas and Korea.
Good business?
Yes, very good business.
Yeah?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I'm lucky, probably. I'm lucky.
Allah bless you so much.
Yes. I have a question about meditation. Actually, my background is yoga master. I believe that I'm the first person from 25 years ago, I bring the yoga to Korea.
Ah.
That's why the people understand a little bit about yoga.
Oh, and, very good. Very good.
And I do the meditation. But this is, for me, very important to ask you about the meditation of the animals.
Yes.
Which I saw your book, Bird Meditate on God.
Uh-huh.
It's very surprised. It's very surprised. Did you teach them meditation or animal do meditation by themselves? The second question is, the bird talk about God. How did they recognize God? And do all animals knows a God?
Yes, Mr. Daniel, I will surprise you again. All your questions I will answer in the affirmative. Yes, 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 and yes. They know God more than we do, unfortunately. They know nothing but God. They rely on nothing but God. They love nothing more than God. They communicate with none but God. I mean inner, a higher, deeper communication, but with God. They don't talk about God, sorry, because they honor God. They love God. And the talk that you mentioned about, is they do talk, but I mean, they just be one with God. They just be with God all the time. So they don't actually talk about God the way we go to the church and discuss about God, like God should be this, God would be that. They just know God. They love God. And God loves them so much, so much, so much. That's why if we hurt the animals, we hurt ourselves, because we also part of God. Just like my fingers here, 5. If I break one of it, I will be in pain. The thing is, our mind have been desensitized by chemicals, products, by drug, by alcohol, and by meat, whatever, and by the pollution of the world, that we do not remember who we are that clearly, the way animals do. Also because we're too busy with worldly activities and we are engrossed in it. We're so interested in all these toys that we have forgotten our origin, which is a part of God. But the animals, they are more focused. They're born with the love from God. They're born with the prayer for God. That's why the little swan, first day, just crack out of the egg. He come down, swim immediately, and nip some vegetable that his father show him. First day already, I saw it. The ducks also the same. Yes. And the chicken also, when he first come out, he shake his feather a little bit, then go about on his business already. We humans, unfortunately, have not such ability. But fortunately, we also are endowed with more complex nature of the senses. Therefore, we are more able to do things. And we have more choice. Yes, we can choose to be good or we can choose to be not good. Animals, they have no choice. They are only good. In the case that you asked, I do not teach them meditation per se, because I know they meditate anyway, and they meditate with me as well. I only teach human meditation, because we human need meditation. The animals don't need it. They are always in God's awareness. That is the privilege of being animals, but we always think we are better. Yes, we are better in many ways, but not in that way. So the animal, in the wild, even they meditate all the time. You know, while they're eating, they also know in God. While they're sleeping, they know God. They're always in God awareness. My animals, for example, the birds and the dogs, they meditate when they want, even midday or midnight or whenever, you know. I just remind them, or probably remind myself of God. So at night, before they sleep, or whenever we're together, sometime I sing to them. At night, you know, to sleep, like, remember God, you are divine, you're beautiful, something like that. You know my song, like, good night, sweetheart, wonderful friends, beloved of God, love of heavens, remember God, you are divine. Have a sweet dream, remember God. That's it. That's all I did.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Master.
They do know what God is, Mr. Yogi Daniel, and that is for sure. I can guarantee they know more of God than we do. Yes, they're so lovely because they know God. That's why animals are so forgiving and so happy all the time. You see, if you have dog, you know it. You scold him or tell him something, and a few seconds you say, hey, come here, and then he come wagging happy like nothing ever happened between you. Yes, birds also like that. They're always happy when they see me. Or anyone nearby, or dogs even. They say, come here, dogs, good dogs. Yeah, or come here, whoever, you know, they call the names. So happy, happy all the time. Yes, I never saw a bird not happy in my presence. Whenever I see them, they're happy. Whenever I see the dog, there's nothing but love and happiness. Even when they're sleeping, I feel the love coming through their paw, through their hair, through their feather. Oh, I just could stand there and watch them all the time and enjoying this emission of love from them. Because this is really beautiful. Thank you, sir, for loving the animals and your interesting question. Good luck to your business. Be there. Go again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We thank you very much for sharing your valuable insights and encouragement with all of us today. It has been a wonderful occasion for us. It feels as if you are here in Korea again.
Thank you.
Master, it will be a great honor for you to share some closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for such a hard work behind the scene, and thank you everyone. What a Sunday. I'm very touched with all your hard work. And I would like to thank Mr. Chung Sung-hyun, yeah? President of the Chung Yun-sha Publishing Company, and all involved, members and non-members alike, in organizing this important, beautiful, meaningful event. Thank you. Also, members of the National Assembly, and members of Congress, Mr. Jung Sun-gak, former administrator of the Korea Meteorological Administration. Thank you. Also, Dr. Michael Bascom. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Dr. Australian Mike. Yes. Animal telepathic communicator, you are amazing, amazing. Mm. Thank you, your horse, also, for sharing his thought with us. And thank you, members of Congress and members of National Assembly again, and members of the media, of course, members of the government. Thank you all, the scientists even, and the researchers for offering their results of their diligent research, finding for the benefit of the world. And I thank you all for coming today and showing your care, your love for the planet. I thank you, your esteemed country, and your wish to preserve the planet for future generations. Thank you all whose special love extends to the animals, our precious co-inhabitants. My deep, deep appreciation also to your country's Ministry of the Environment for her support, gracious support of this conference and their tireless earth-saving endeavors. I am really touched by your concern and being here today, and by your thoughtful and intelligent questions. I'm very, very honored to be a part of this worthy conference and to be in the presence of so many caring and loving, hard-working saints, living saints, walking, breathing saints. You are truly saints. You are truly great souls whose loving kindness and caring deeds will be recognized by heaven. We all need to act now to save our lives and those of future generations. I am sure that with the strength and constructive actions of the people here today and the people who will influence in the society, that your country's future will indeed be bright, and the planet's future also will be bright. Thank you all again. God bless you so much. God bless us all. Be veg, go green. Save the planet. God bless Korea. Buddha bless Korea.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching-hai.
Thank you.
And thank you all the wonderful members of our audience here and viewers around the world. We hope you've enjoyed today's informative program. May love and light guide you with a new awareness. And remember, be veg.
Go green.
And save the planet.
Yeah. Yes, we can. Yes, we do. Thank you again. Buddha bless you, God bless you.
Thank you, Master. We're very humbled.
We love you. We love you, Master.
God bless you.
제가 늘 생각하는 것을 구체적으로 실천하고 있고 이런 운동을 세계적으로 펼치는 걸 보고 많이 감동을 받았어요. 늘 그 얘기를 하실 때마다 채식하고 지구를 살리자 이 말을 꼭 빠뜨리지 않고 하시는 걸 보고 아 뭔가 큰 뜻을 가진 사람들은 몸에 뱉구나 하는 생각을 했어요. 오늘 그 끝날 때까지 제가 계속 지켜봤는데요. 이 일은 이제 자기 자신부터 실천을 하고 또 모범을 보이면서 많은 사람들에게 알려야 되겠다는 생각을 했습니다.
This I believe that this is a great conference and I really enjoyed it. This is my very first time at this conference. When I'm asking to master this question, I was thinking maybe we human only the meditation and also talking with God. But today I learned something else, which is that she mentioned it. She didn't teach to the bird meditation, but the bird can be meditation and can talk with God. Human can talk with God. Also animals can talk with God. And this is for me a second surprise. This is the food is absolutely is different and all is a vegetarian, but look like a meat. Unbelievable. This is great. I think this is a great opportunity for human, everybody can become a vegetarian. And if it's like that, I become a vegetarian from today. You know, it's unbelievable. I really enjoy the food. This food is not meat, it's bean. It's great. I like to say to our Korean people, do meditation and don't kill the animals and be kindly to animals and be peaceful with yourself, which if you respect yourself and be peaceful with yourself and you can bring the peaceful for the world.
하나밖에 없는 지구. 예, 그리고 우리 후손들에게 참 아름답게 남겨져야 될 이 지구를 살리기 위하여 우리 슈프림 마스터 상하이 여사님께서 너무나 훌륭한 일을 많이 하고 계시는데 이 운동이 신속히 전 세계적으로 전개되어 예, 정말 낭떠러지 벼랑에 놓여있는 지구가 예, 다시 한번 새 생명으로 예, 회복되는 귀한 역사가 일어날 줄로 생각합니다. 70만 해도 현재 94% 지구온난화를 막을 수 있다. 그래서 여기에 참석하신 모든 분들이 정말 사명감을 가지고 이 채식운동을 벌인다고 하면 네, 충분히 이 지구를 살릴 수 있다고 제가 생각을 합니다. 예. 어서 속히 우리 사랑하는 미래의 꿈나무들도 채식을 하면서 성인병 예방뿐만 아니고 지력적으로 체력적으로 예, 아주 탁월한 예, 그런 우리 자녀들이 됐으면 좋겠어요. 예? 예, 그래서 이 채식은 미션, 패션, 비전을 가지고 해야 될 가장 중요한 운동이라고 생각합니다. 비베즈 고그린 세이브 더 플래닛.
This concludes our presentation of Save Our Earth Conference 2009 on Words of Wisdom. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW